This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From Mountain Babes, Katrina Rowe, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What is happening child-wise this week?
Yeah, well, I've been thinking a bit lately about the impact that kids can have on our friendships because a friend recently told me this story, and it's kind of, you know, a variation of a story that I've heard a lot. So she met up with a girlfriend for lunch at a cafe, and the first thing her friend said to her was, "Oh, I didn't realise you were bringing the baby."
Oh.
Actually, her response was, "Oh, well, I thought I'd just maybe lock her in the car with the windows up while we sipped lattes." But, you know, naturally, my friend was just feeling a teeny tiny little bit offended, you know, on behalf of her child. But it made me think that those of us who are parents, we probably should just take a moment, you know, dig back into the deep recesses of our sleep-deprived brains and just remember how we felt before we had kids, you know, because I remember actually asking one of my friends, you know, before a barbecue, "Are you bringing all the kids?" And I very clearly also remember her reply, "Yes, I am bringing all the kids."
Good.
You know, but the thing is, I didn't ask her that because I don't like her kids. I asked her that because I knew that if she was bringing all the kids, I wouldn't get one single moment of uninterrupted conversation with her.
So what you're saying is when our friends ask us, "Are you bringing the kids?" It's not necessarily because they don't like our kids, but and the messy and the snot and the boogers and the whole lot.
Yeah, I mean that may be so. They may actually, your kids may just be really horrible and they may hate them. But I think it's more that they miss us. Particularly, I think this is an issue between girlfriends because women's lives get totally absorbed by a baby. But I think, you know, our friends sometimes just miss having an hour or two of our undivided attention. They miss being able to talk in great detail about, you know, their latest boyfriend or their new promotion or their overseas trip. And I remember how that feels because many years ago I went to spend the weekend with a friend who had two kids under two. And about halfway through the second day that I was there, my friend turned to me and said, "Anyway, Katrina, how are you?"
Uh-huh.
I thought, "Oh, finally, she's noticed that I'm here, you know." And I sort of opened my mouth to say how I really was, and I got about four words out before, you know, she started bellowing at her two-year-old who was about to hit his brother over the head. And that was as close as we got to a conversation the entire weekend.
Oh, man, that's not cool. Don't you reckon, though, once you have kids, you kind of spend more time with families who have children at the same age?
Definitely. Look, I think it's easier. You know, your children are occupied. You naturally have the same sort of things in common. But I guess I'm also just sort of saying here that if we want to, you know, stay friends with some of those old friends who don't have kids, and I mean people who really have been important in their lives, we probably sometimes need to put a bit more effort into those relationships. And every now and then, you know, we actually could leave the baby or the toddler at home with, you know, mum or dad or gran, and catch up for a child-free, uninterrupted coffee without the baby tuna on the side. And then at least our friends with kids might know that, you know, we still care about them, even if we can't always show it as much as we'd like to.
And it's good for you too to have some time away as well, to have
absolutely a
bit of you time.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Look, interested to hear from you this morning. Have your friendships changed since having kiddies? Have you oriented towards other families with kids the same age? Or do you still spend time with your old friends who don't have kids? Now, have your single friends also been supportive of your decision to have a child? Or do you feel that they don't understand how your life has changed? How has having kiddies changed your friendships, especially with those the singles, you know? Love to hear from you this morning. 1-300-40-2020. Thank you so much, Katrina.
You're welcome.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.